kind of with distinctive vocals, and then maybe at times things that borderline gimmicks or kind of novelty or whatever. So you've got this kind of a vocal experimentation well established and sort of baked into the music. You know, if you think you go all the way back to like Eka Mouse or Major Mac, when you go back further than that, you've got these voices. So, you know, but all of a sudden what happens is, say, you get Tommy Lee Sparta doing something similar to what those older artists would have done, but now he's doing that into a bit of cutting edge technology and opening up whole kind of, so it gives it a whole futurist sheen and a whole pioneering potential. So this one is Bully Frass with Death Medicine. Yes, I think the kind of a central thesis of Neon Screams, really, it's this idea of what I call vocal psychedelia. So basically saying that stuff like this, and then also things in a lot of stuff in American rap, they're not really rap or dancehall anymore. They are actually a new genre. They're operating on a new paradigm, one based on, yeah, as I say, kind of a finding new things to do with the digitally processed voice. And yeah, I mean, I think it'd be like the voice nowadays is like the equivalent of maybe like what the breakbeat would have been in jungle. So, you know, you get jungle tracks where you're doing all sorts with a breakbeat. First you're speeding it up, and then you've got things where people slow it down, change the pitch of it, you know, and chopping it up, and you know, I'm sure things with flanges on it and all that kind of stuff. So I think that now it's you're applying that same kind of experimentation to the voice. No procrastination, rifle with sniper and couple and grenade, yeah. Bootload a gun, me make a call, link the Asian. Catch them pan a piece of Glock, beat out like this box. Walking on gunshot, 20 more like when rain fall, alright. Fully six, them no man die. I mean, today the difference between stuff we're hearing now and the, say, you know, the dance of the past, I think it's as different as, you know, 80s rap was from 70s funk, or you know, what acid house was from sort of a disco, the disco that preceded it by 10 years. So I think that, you know, I don't, this notion that innovation's somehow stalled or the future's been cancelled and all that, I don't think it holds up at all. So this is Big Voice with a track called Na Dead Sa. Yeah, thank you. And yeah, no, he's a really, I think he's an underrated artist. He is. He does some great stuff. That nasal, again, he's got that kind of nasal quality I was talking about. Kind of brings out that machine-like, kind of post-human quality in the auto-tune. But there's a track he does called Cheddar, which I'm sure I've played on loads of my, loads of other episodes of Neon Screen, where he really, like, sort of takes you to the heart of the sun. Like, his voice is, you know, he's pushing it. It's so bright and so, you know, kind of nuclear sounding. I think this sort of old draft in Neon Screen, well, probably got a bit carried away with the descriptions of that track. So things like saying his vocal cords were constructed from the laser thing on the Death Star. He sings like the Aurora Borealis, I think was one description. So I'm sure some fire breathing analogy as well. So this one's a Lexi Thickness with a track called Anything. Delicious name, that, Lexi Thickness. It's good, really good. Yeah, no, yeah. So yeah, as I said, you know, the voice treated a bit like the breakbeat. I mean, a couple of other analogies I use. One thing's like the voice is the new synthesizer. So in the way that, you know, with synths you get a synth, and then you make that acid house squelch sound, and then you make the Hoover synth, and like Esky bass, you know. Kind of lots of innovations and things like that arising from just getting new sounds out of the synth. So I think yeah, it's now the digitally processed voice, you're doing a similar thing. So yeah,
Or the other, yeah, no, and the other one being a, maybe the more experimental end of electric guitars, you know. So kind of, where you'd have a Jimi Hendrix solo where he's, you know, got distortion on it, and then that turns into feedback, and then you thought of doing whammy bar and wah-wah and all that, you know. So again, that's sort of analogous with this stuff. This one's not fucking bad at all. So this one's Rebel 6 with Me Will Dweet. Maybe don't sound quite so cool in my accent. But nah, Rebel 6, I mean, this is fucking amazing. But this might be his pinnacle, this track. I mean, wow, listen to that. Fucking hell, that's amazing. I mean, I think I use this term voicescapes in the book. So, you know, whole soundscapes just coming from the voice alone. But yeah, and I mean, if I only had one track to sort of describe what vocal psychedelia was, this would be a good contender. Yeah, yes, you know, got all the harmony engine stuff. Got these vocals panning around or sort of ring shifters on him. Got these weird stutter effects he has with him. You know, reverbs, echo, you know, kind of traditional hallmarks of a psychedelia in a way. Now that noise, brilliant. Well, that was the end of One Law. So now we're on to the Narcos Rhythm. This is from September 2019. This is Sean Storm's Drugs Money. So again, this is something recorded in prison. And it's just another example. Yeah, so you know, if you think all the effects, he's got tons of effects on his voice here. You know, all kind of phases and all shit like that. And this track's a great example of how actually all the things they're doing to try and compensate for the poor audio recording does just add to this all they're doing to the voice is great. I mean, it basically really helps him fit in with the vocal psychedelic, because he sort of got big, I guess, at the end of the 2000s, turn of the 2010s. But really, his best stuff has been, you know, in the last couple of years. Really, he's really come into his own. All right, so Version with One Press is coming up now. So if you can hear the kind of the instrumental of this, you've got these fluty things in the background. There's a thing I talk about is a digipastoralism in the sort of modern music sound world. So the fact you've got so many kind of folk revival-y flutes, kind of gamelan sounding bells, lots of bits of kind of vaguely exotic sounding instrumentation, kind of a bit like a John Hassell Fourth World kind of instrumentation in a lot of it. Yeah, so I think, you know, if you think our kind of abiding notion of the future at the moment is one of, well, either kind of a dystopian thing of a environmental catastrophe, you know, if you think of a climate change and Extinction Rebellion and all that, or then you've got the kind of more hopeful thing of I think people call it solar punk, you know, so you've got the kind of futuristic cities and they're all covered in all the buildings of, you know, trees growing out of them and all that, kind of integrating kind of a technological future with nature as well. And you know, if you think like films like Avatar or Annihilation. This one's Iwata, Adjust. Don't usually particularly like him, actually, but this one's pretty wicked. But yeah, so this digipastoralism thing. I mean, I think it's not just limited to music. You know, I mean, even just things like, you get like big popular games, obviously, like Minecraft, Red Dead Redemption, a video game, you know, where you're having these digitally constructing the natural world and kind of these big rustic environments and all that, astral environment. It is fucking amazing. This instrumental, I do love it. It's so great. It's, I was Googling. I don't know what I Googled. I guess something like crossing a threshold or something like that. I was trying to kind of, find an image that matched my synesthesia while listening to this. And there's this William Blake painting called Inscription Above the Gate. And it fucking, it fit perfectly. All the kind of the blues of this, everything. Right, so now we've got, Intense. The artist called Intense, and this track's called Dope. So this guy Intense, so he's bleached his skin, so it means he puts chemicals on his skin to lighten the pigmentation, which again was something sort of a Vibes Cartel popularized in dancehall. It's got a fairly controversial in Jamaica, because during the British rule, you had this kind of caste system based on how light your skin colour was. So people with lighter skin colours actually got, you know, preferential treatment to people with darker skin. So, you know, it's a bit controversial because it's sort of, you know, to darker skin people, sort of a bit prejudiced. But, yes, he's got this bleached skin, which sort of tends to make people look a bit ghostly, a bit creepy anyway. And then, but then he's also got a third eye tattooed on his forehead, which is absolutely fucking brilliant. There's another artist, Alkaline, when he first came out. So again, he had the bleached skin. He also had these, he had what he claimed were tattooed eyeballs. He then later, like 3 years later or something, he revealed they were actually just contact lenses after denying it for ages. But yeah, but it made his eyes these kind of like, you know, deer's eyes or horse's eyes or something, just pure black, just like one big pupil, no whites of his eyes or anything. No, but yeah, no, so I think the artists like these, they really kind of look cyberpunk, you know. It's not like, and I think one of the things in Nail Screams is the thing of, we have sort of in a lot of important ways arrived at the future cyberpunk predictor, you know, kind of mass surveillance, kind of, you know, if you think all kind of hacktivism, it's a very cyberpunk thing, like, you know, that group Anonymous who wear all the Guy Fawkes masks, the Beaver Vendetta masks. I think that's all very cyber. ISIS are very cyberpunk. These kind of technologically savvy jihadis. So I think those artists, firstly, are endemic of our arrival at cyberpunk. But also, I think the new futurism that all this music is evoking does speak to this need to invent a new future, because we kind of arrived at the one we already had. This track is Sicker Rhymes' Solve the Puzzle. So this is the first song I ever played on the radio show. Gaza, badness, Middle East. So great lyric. So Gaza is a sort of a nickname for an area in Kingston called Portmore, which is where Vibes Cartel comes from. And so he is this collective he calls the Portmore Empire, which Sicker Rhymes is a part of, and what they also call, it's also called Gaza. Absolutely genius bit of branding, isn't it? Because also, if you think traditionally Jamaican music, it was all about kind of Israel and Zion, you know, in terms of the Rasta thing. So I think Gaza does have this kind of implicit, it's sort of implicitly at war with a older notion of kind of a rebellion in Jamaican music, or insurgency. We've gone from this Rasta insurgency to something a bit more nihilistically violent. This is a guy called Deli Ranks with a Never Do That. Sounds super 80s on this. It sort of sounds like Admiral Bailey. You know, it sounds like if Admiral Bailey was trying to go on an instrumental like this. I mean, even his name, Deli Ranks, is that sounds old. You know, so you could imagine someone on Slang Ten called Deli Ranks or something, couldn't you? Alright, that voice coming in now. So this is someone, this is Roxy with a track called No Inner Dat. The same, she's using the same melody on this as Sean Storm did on his track. It's that kind of Istanbul, now it's Constantinople melody. Goodness, I mean, loads of the artists I'm talking about on this, loads of the tracks, they're by artists you never hear of, guys who aren't famous at all, and you know, like, you look at the YouTube views on some of these tracks, and you're probably like less than 10,000 views or whatever, and they're all good. You know, if you had a mix of loads of rap with the tiny views, it'd be because they're all fucking rubbish, you know. You could see why they weren't famous. But Jamaica's so oversaturated with talent that you can just have all these wicked artists that have no notoriety at all. Loads of great music. Putting out so much great music, no one ever really hears. So this one is King Dollar with a track called Escobar. The YouTube artwork to this one's great. So you've got this kind of, I guess, just a black backdrop, and then you've got like Roman numerals, letters three, but instead of just typeface, the three lines, you've got one line of coke, a bullet, and the second line's a bullet, and the third one's like a rolled up $100 bill. And I think you sort of there is a thing. It's sort of, it says it, this little logo at the bottom of the artwork, so it's sort of made by Cover Art Express or something. It got his money worth. Wicked, wicked picture. So this one's Zenny, or Zini, don't know how you say it, with a track called Deviant. She's doing lots of things. You heard those sort of secondary vocals there. She's kind of little secondary snippets of vocals, you know, one or two syllables that kept chopping up that bit of, you know, the vocals of that bit there. And this, sort of, that's very in line with rap at the end of the 2010s. So you have this thing I call frag rap. So like artists like Migos, I think, really define that thing. So very ad-lib centric, hyper fragmented raps, and that was a bit of a nod to that, I guess, or influence there. This one is the Second Amendment rhythm. This is from May 2020. So we've this is another Sean Storm one. This time it's Bloodbath. Yeah, so that lyric there, can't discartel. So it's weird. So, I mean, in the other track we heard, in the it was in Chargy as well. His lyrics, sort of, you're not bad like Addy. Addy being a DJ Palmer, which is a cartel's birth name, you know, real name. And it's like weird, you know. Usually people in this kind of music, they're boasting about themselves, but there's a real reverence for cartel. You know, he's sort of a. I mean, he's sort of his Sean Storm's whole mystique isn't about how cool he is, it's about how loyal he is to Cartel and all that. So Cartel's sort of got a bit of a cult of personality in Jamaica. Not, you know, it goes beyond celebrity, you know. Sort of, you know, a bit like Bob Marley had. He's not just a pop star, you know, he's kind of. Yeah. It's a huge cultural thing. Again, I think this is another one of those fairly functional rhythms, a bit like the one or one, you know, it's just kind of 808s and strings, but again, bringing out some great vocals on it. Like this one. I was obsessed with this when this came out, this track. I listened to it loads and loads. I love that, you know, where they keep muting the instrumental there. You know, that you'd like DJs, you know, would do that in with dancehall a lot. I'm trying to think, I'm sure there's a good example of it in a very old Bounty Killer track. Can't remember which one it is, Badman Kill for Fun or something. But yeah, no, Shano's voice on this. So this is Shano Deep Freeze, I don't know if I mentioned it. But no, great on this like weird hollow voice. Again, I think that's fairly unique to Jamaica. But then he's got all these kind of wobbly, because the thing with the auto-tune, because either it can make your voice kind of huge, very rigid and angular, you know, that kind of robotic sound. But the other thing it actually does, kind of complete opposite thing, it actually makes the voice really undulate and fluctuate and rippling and all that. Makes it very, very liquefied, you know. So you get a bit of that on there. Yeah, he's doing the multi-track voices. It's a good track, that one. So is this one. So this is a Lisa Hyper with a track called Altercation. Yeah, great, got a great effect she has on her voice here. There's a track by a woman called Starface. She's got one called Bad Man Love Him. It has a similar effect on her voice there. Yeah, this great kind of searing, like really a searing quality to it. Floodlights in your retina, but it's doing that to your ears. It's there. Alright, up next is Savage. I think he sometimes calls himself just Savage. Here he's listed as a Savage Savo. Or Savo then. Yeah, so this track's Hollow Point, I guess. So he's a post Tommy Lee Sparta artist. I think he's probably going for the same thing. You know, it's that thing of trying to take that nasal vocal thing to an extreme, you know, to an extreme, to the point where you're actually getting a very kind of a, with auto-tune, getting a very kind of post-human, weird, strange new sound. I think Tommy Lee Sparta tends to be more successful at it. I think Savage can sometimes, it sort of ends up sounding comical, whereas Tommy Lee Sparta's more consistently sounds just completely psychedelic and otherworldly, you know, when he does it. But I like this one, I think it's good. So we've got another Sicka Rhymes coming up. This one's Nas Safe. That's a great little kind of pirate flute they got on this one. Reminds me of this old rhythm back from kind of 2000. Is it Gully War rhythm, something like that. Ghetto War rhythm, something like that. So Sicka Rhymes, he's Vybz Kartel's cousin, and he's like a complete spitting image of him. I think there are videos of Kartel's where obviously he can't record a video because he's in prison, and so they get Sicka Rhymes to come in and sort of be his lookalike in the video. I think that's what happens anyway. Maybe there's another bloke who looks like him as well. But I think he's severely underrated. He's got this track Fimmy Town, which is great. There's a track coming up later in this episode that he does really good as well. But, the thing of him looking like Kartel, though, I sort of, I like to play around with that idea and sort of have him say he's actually like a clone of Kartel. You know, because I think dancehall in there, autotune era, the most interesting autotune, the most interesting music in dancehall has all sort of been people kind of being clones of Cartel, trying to extend what he was doing. I think this is possibly a track I'm going to have to fast forward as well. I think I will. Yeah, I think that one now. We've only got limited time. Yeah, that one went so good. So now we are on the Execution rhythm. And that came out in March 2020. So we've got another Chronic Law one here. This is Well Want Kill You. Good old bit of theremin on this. Very spooky, very hammer horror. Yeah, the artwork for this this rhythm is like sort of inspired by that film, The Purge. So The Purge was sort of a franchise. Sort of franchise where I guess you every one day a year there's this legalized bloodshed in the streets, no laws. And so I think naturally that appeals to this kind of music. You know, get it in drill as well, people talk about The Purge. I mean, I do wonder if there's sort of less films make their way less into new music than they used to. If you think the whole veneration of like Scarface, you know, in rap, obviously Wu-Tang, there's all those kind of kung fu films got in there. You had, the Jungle, you had all kind of Terminator and Robocop and Predator and all that. That all made its way in. So I don't think it was nowadays, I'm not sure you get. Films aren't feeding into music that much, but Purge is one thing. That's a recurring reference point. John Wick's another one, I think. And so this one's Squash with 17 Duppy. There's these things called Rube Goldberg machines. I'm sure you've seen them. I don't know how to explain what they are, though. They're kind of like you know, things where you push a marble along a bit of wood, and that knocks over a spoon, which then pulls on a string, which then lights a match, which then does it. So the kind of these are weird kind of contraptions, you know, very kind of convoluted ways, and all that. And after a huge long big thing, it ends up pouring a cereal in a bowl or something like that. But I think the instrument on this sounds a bit like one of those. You've got kind of these wooden timbres on it. You've got the kind of those ratcheting, rolling hi-hat, sort of clicks and sounds like cogs and all that kind of thing. I think that is a sort, that is a weird kind of quality, and a fair bit, given how digital this stuff is, you do get that quality in quite a few instrumentals recently. You get him in rap as well. And like another thing is like kind of a music box instrumentals, you know, you got all the bells, and then as I say, that those kind of ratcheting hi-hats, yeah, those kind of, these very kind of analog mechanics are evoked by some of these rhythms and some of the timbres they use, which I think again probably sort of does play a bit into that digi-pastoralism thing, that kind of you're futurizing these very unfuturistic concepts. So this is Sicker Rhymes with Target. This is one of this was the track I was talking about earlier. One of his really good ones, one of his peaks. Love this. Kojo Eshton with Jungle used to talk about he's sort of being recalibrated as a listener by Jungle. So the thing of going, well, once you've heard music played at 160 BPM or whatever, it's sort of quite difficult to go back to listen to anything else. I think with a lot of this stuff, it's you're recalibrated by the frequencies they're hitting. So yeah, his voice on this, and yeah, with people like Tommy Lee Spartel or Alkaline, they're so piercing, you know, they're so penetrating as a listener. It feels like there's Philip K. Dick has did kind of this idea of having a sort of some beam of light shot directly into his forehead, which I think very much how this, a lot of the frequencies they get with these vocals feel. So yeah, no, you do get recalibrated, but it sort of, it can be, if you're immersed in this stuff, it gets hard to listen to other types of music because it all sounds so flat. Oh wow, this one's fucking amazing as well. Love this. So this is a Sean Storm with Lasco. So that vocal we just did there, it was sort of like a futurist reimagining of a, you know, bounty killer's squawk thingy though. That's great. I mean, that's the thing. So yeah, with all these things where they're doing harmony engines or kind of these multi-track vocals that all really blend. Yeah, there is that kind of this almost implied kind of multiple personality thing to it. You know, several or kind of possession or something. Multiple voices speaking through one. And again, the thing is, you've given that a kind of digital quality. So it is this kind of weird singularity, kind of hive mind quality to it, if you're that way inclined anyway. This is a Black Diamond with a track called Vision. Oh yeah, we need a little bit of religion, I think. After all that murder music. Well, that's the thing. So, he's talking about Jah and all that. You know, sort of these kind of 70s notions of a Jamaican spiritual resistance. And I think, yeah, no, in recent years, again, another legacy of Cartels is you're more shifted now. Well, a couple of things. So, you've got kind of a Jamaican artist doing a bit kind of devilish stuff, which I guess outside of Jamaica is a bit inane, you know, if you think we've had decades of Alice Cooper and Arthur Brown and Marilyn Manson or whatever. So the kind of artists doing Satanism is not particularly shocking to us. Whereas Jamaica, you've got the most churches per square mile in the world, apparently. So you can see maybe that would be a bit more taboo over there. So that one's a bit more inane. But then also this thing of... they talk about this thing called Abia, which is kind of... I guess it'd be like the Jamaican equivalent of voodoo. That crops up a lot. So you've got an alkaline track called Abia. Intense recently done a video. I think it starts with him doing this kind of sacrificial ritual sacrifice of like a chicken. I think Abir was, it was banned by the British, and there are all these kind of great old documents of them, you know, the British writing about how scary it was, Abir and all that. And I think there was this kind of insurgency group, I don't know when it would have been, the 1800s maybe, of Nanny and the Maroons. So she was this kind of guerrilla leader in Jamaica fighting the British, and there were rumours she could bring herself back to life and immortal and all that using her Abaya practice. So yeah, so you kind of exchange the Rasta thing for a bit more of an older notion of being an outlaw. Where are we now? So what have we got? I think this one is Diesel's Outcast. Sounds a bit like Savage on it. And now we're on to Intense again, with a track called Past Friend. So he's doing these sort of fairly subtle little glissandos on his voice, which is something this guy Black Rhino used to do when you were, you know, doing that kind of first wave of auto-tune dancehall at the turn of the 2010s. Quite a good effect. I mean, when Black Rhino does it on some tracks, voice turns to syrup or something when he does it. It's sort of a really great effect when you push it a bit. But I think it's the thing of, I suppose auto-tune works a bit more if you take a long time to go from one note to the other. because there's a longer point where you're not at a fixed note, so you kind of the auto tune sort of fixed to has to kind of flicker between notes like that. So this one coming in is by someone called Rain Sun, I guess. Maybe it's Rane Sun, but it looks like Rain Sun, with a track called In Charge. You can sort of see those quite fairly big reverbs on the vocals there. So it's actually this, I mean, so that's the sort of thing you think people get from like Quavo and Travis Scott, I guess, sort of around 2016, 2017. They were the kind of first artists who start putting these huge reverbs on auto-tuned vocals. And sort of on paper, you think that's a fairly sort of unremarkable thing to do, but it's actually a hugely kind of, for how simple it is, it's actually a kind of hugely important quality, I think, of a kind of modern sound world. It's great. I mean, I think that's the thing. It's sort of a, you know, I think if you think auto-tune, like if you think T-Pain, kind of very, very early examples of auto-tune, a bit kind of gross and a bit novelty sounding, very, very gimmicky. So I think one of the thing of putting these massive vocals on the voice, you turn it from being kind of silly sounding to absolutely celestial, you know. So here's Larden again, with a track called Why Meds. Well, this is a great one, a good example for the reverb. The death bells, you can hear the death bells in the background there. I think whenever I'm listening to music in front of my dad, that's something he always mentioned, the death bell. So this is a bloke, this is Flams with one called Roughest. So again, you got a bit kind of awkward jagged flows on this. Again, that slight thing of them trying to do American rapping. And probably they shouldn't. But that being said, I mean, there's like it does seem to sort of be this common thing. I mean, even in America, you get it as well at the moment, of these kind of very awkward flows. So Skillabeng, I think my last episode was kind of a Skillabeng, whole hour of Skillabeng tracks I did, so you can listen to that, check that out on Mixcloud. But Skillabeng, again, he often leans in these quite awkward, weird ace kind of flows that don't feel like they fit on the beat, and you get it loads in Brooklyn Drill as well. I mean, to be a bit boring and technical about it, in Brooklyn Drill they do these triplet flows where they're dividing the beat by three when they're rapping, but all the instrumentals are totally based on dividing the beat by four, so you get kind of weird awkward thing where you don't know quite where you're sitting. I mean, I suppose you know, the ungenerous way to look at it is it's just people not rapping very well, but there is something sort of quite aesthetically compelling in how jarring it is, how awkward it is. There's this kind of a
Spui, want er is een soort jubileum-editie.
Een tijdje geleden.
Ja. Dus het is vandaag precies 3 jaar geleden dat die Russische tanks met z'n allen heel hard de Oekraïne binnengingen. En het gekkenhuis is inmiddels wel echt helemaal totaal losgebarsten in de contraille. Dus, ja, dat duurt even dan.
Dan heb je deze.
Hou maar eens even op zijn kant, want dat staat erop.
Kan niet bij mij.
Oh, ja,
dan
heb ik er niks aan.
Jawel, je kan hem wel zien, moet ik even.
Ja, dus en het is de 24e, het is het spui, het is 6 uur, dus er komt weer een bijeenkomst van Stop de Oorlog. En ik ben zelf, dit is Radio Patapon. Dit is Radio Patapoe. We zijn natuurlijk weer live op het spui, omdat het de 24e is. Even wachten. Ja, ik moet hem nog... Ja, hij staat er niet, hè?
Welke zoek je?
Nou ja, mijn eigen stream. Ik ben zelf aan het streamen.
Dat is deze. Heb ik al eerder gemerkt? Dat is live. Dat ben jij op
de mobile. Ja, dat is de Beings and Happenings.
Nee, dat is mobile. M2M.
Nee, de stream die ik daar open is Being... Sorry, Michel, de stream die ik open met die control heet Beings and Happenings. En het zal best dat jij die ergens in de achtergrond... Nou, ik... Sorry, we zijn een radio-uitzending aan het maken. U staat vriendelijk te lachen.
Ja.
Wat doet u hier eigenlijk?
Nou, ik kom nu voor de Stop de Oorlog bij.
Voor Stop de Oorlog. Ja, natuurlijk. Ja, want het is de 24e. En,
zo is het.
Inmiddels voor de 36e keer is het al de 24e. Sinds,
helaas.
Ja, en ik heb het vandaag helemaal uitgezet even. Dus ik heb geen idee wat er allemaal aan de hand is. Weet jij het nog, kun jij het nog een beetje volgen allemaal, of niet?
Ik hoop nog wat van Guido of zo, van een van de anderen nog wat,
ja.
Wat helderheid te krijgen.
Ja, ik hier ook altijd. Omdat ik kom er geen wijze uit, weet je wel.
Ik denk dat er gebeurt achter de schermen heel veel...
Want er is in de wereld om ons heen is eigenlijk alleen maar oorlogshitserij de hele tijd. En daar geloof ik niet in. Oh, sorry, we zijn live op Radio Patapoe, dat heb ik helemaal niet gezegd.
Oh, ja.
Ja, kijk, beginnen we nog een keer. Hallo, luisteraar.
En dat de pers het gewoon overschrijft.
Ja, we staan op Spui, want het is de 24e. En dus is het weer stop de oorlog op het Spui. Zoals elke maand. Ik geloof dat dit de 87ste keer is dat ze dit doen. En sinds een paar jaar zenden we dit elke maand uit op Patapoe. Vandaag is speciale dag op heel veel manieren. Het is de eerste keer sinds de nieuwe oorlog van de VS en Israël tegen Iran. Het is de dag dat Saar Boerlaag begraven is. Althans, daar hebben veel mensen vanmiddag afscheid van genomen. Daar zal nog wat aandacht aan gegeven worden. Wat dan wel weer heugelijk is, is dat Frans Doedel gearriveerd is hier. Die zagen we vorige week al wel ergens spelen. En nu is hij weer hier. En omdat er geen stoeltje is, zit hij op zijn koffer, dus dat is spannend. Er is een druk programma gestemd. Met veel gedoe. Het is al een guur windje vandaag. Ik hoop niet dat we daar al te veel last van gaan krijgen. En het is bijna tijd, dus het zal wel daar gaan beginnen. Frans Doedel maakt zich klaar. We wachten het even af.
Halemerdijken, hij draaide aan een bier. Dat niet mocht, interesseerde hem geen sier. Lange jas aan zijn klompen hingen bellen. Hij kon je altijd wel een mooi verhaal vertellen. En op een dag, toen heeft hij ons verlaten. Het is nu stil in die Amsterdamse straten. Hij stond op straat, hij had geen zin te makken. Hij had een fles en een jas met lege zakken. Hij had geen klokkie, geen tijd, want hij was oud. Hij had een slokkie in zijn hart, dat was van goud. En op een dag door heeft hij ons verlaten. Het is nu stil in die Amsterdamse stralen. Mooie bolhoed, een lieflijk pirament. Altijd een glimlach, ook al gaf je maar 5 cent. En dan kwam dan ook, hoe treurig dat moment. Waren als broers en wat hun rest is het lament. En op een dag, toen hebben ze ons verlaten. Het is nu stil in die Amsterdamse straten. En op een dag, toen hebben ze ons verlaten. Het is nu stil.
Dankjewel, Frans Doedel. Van zijn cd ook dit nummer? Van je cd dit nummer? Het staat allemaal op Spotify op de cd Pakkie Tabak. Maar straks komt hij nog 2 keer terug. Frans Doedel. Welkom allemaal. We staan hier voor de 87ste keer. In ieder geval voor de 87ste keer protesteren we tegen de illegale inval van Rusland in Oekraïne. Onder het motto stop de oorlog, Russische troepen weg uit Oekraïne, Europa kernwapenvrij, geen nieuwe wapenwedloop en diplomatie nu. Een maand geleden stonden we hier ook vanwege de treurige verjaardag van de illegale oorlog van Rusland tegen Oekraïne. En 4 dagen later kwam er een nieuwe schandalige oorlog bij en begonnen Israël en de VS hun illegale bombardementen op Iran. En straks, ik kijk rond, ik zie hem nog niet, luisteren we naar Nikita Shabazi van de Global Solidarity Initiative. Ze komt er net aan. Zij is achter me. Zij is zelf Iraanse en zij zal ingaan op de nieuwe schandalige en levensgevaarlijke escalatie door Israël en de VS en de reacties binnen de Iraanse oppositie. We hebben nog een gast, Rick Bresters van het bestuur van de organisatie Dwars van de jongeren van GroenLinks. Samen met de voorzitter van de PvdA jongeren, de jonge socialisten, schreef hij 2 weken geleden een ingezonden stuk in Trouw met de titel Als er oorlog komt, dan gaan we niet. Dat gaat over de dienstplicht en waarom ze daar tegen zijn. Straks een gesprek met hem. En verder staan we stil bij het overlijden en de uitvaart vandaag van onze mede-actievoerder Saar Boerlage, die 4 jaar geleden al vaste aanwezige was bij ons toen nog wekelijkse protest op het Museumplein. Daar stonden we toen voor het Russisch handelsconsulaat. Dat was in het begin nog gewoon in bedrijf. En na verloop van tijd werd het gesloten door de Nederlandse regering. En ik weet nog goed dat Saar toen zei, jongens, we moeten dat pand kraken en dan moeten we er een actiecentrum van maken tegen de oorlog. Ik blijf het een goed idee vinden en het pand staat nog steeds leeg. Dus straks horen we Tinus die vanmiddag bij de uitvaart aanwezig was. Dan hebben we Jos van Hest, onze huisdichter met 2 gedichten. En zo meteen beginnen we met Guido van Leemput, een van de oprichters van Stop de Oorlog Amsterdam. Een onvermoeibaar strijder tegen militarisme. Maar binnenkort even niet, dan gaat hij met zijn partner een lange reis maken richting het Alhambra, zo heeft hij me verteld. Maar voordat we gaan luisteren naar zijn scenario's voor de periode van de periode dat hij weg is, wil ik eerst jullie aandacht vragen voor de slachtoffers. Zoals altijd denken we hier en staan we hier eigenlijk vooral ook voor al die gewone mensen. Voor de burgers, voor de mannen, de vrouwen, de kinderen. Maar ook de jongens en meisjes die de loopgraven worden ingestuurd om daar te sterven of voor het leven verminkt te worden. Of getraumatiseerd door het geweld. In Oekraïne, Iran, Libanon, Gaza, Westbank, noem al die plekken maar op. Waar mensen die elkaar niet kennen en op elkaar schieten. In opdracht van mensen die elkaar wel kennen en niet op elkaar schieten. Laten we 2 minuten stil zijn uit respect voor al die slachtoffers en hun nabestaanden. Dank jullie wel. Frans, waar ben je? Ja.
Het is een nummertje, het gaat over een veteraan. Het heet Icarus. Icarus, het verhaal kennen jullie wel toch? Hij was overmoedig en hij ging te hoog vliegen. En liep niet goed af. Zou je willen dat je vleugels had en dan vloog je ver weg van hier. Maar je hebt alleen 2 benen en die doen het niet. Omdat je voor iemand anders